oral sex. A Dialogue Only, Micah H.G. Story. Written by Winged Mammal and read by Calicuria, as a gift for Silly Cleo, as part of the International Twitter Podfic Exchange 2013.
Where did you get those?
It is astounding, the variety of illicit trinkets one can obtain from the internet.
Do I even want to know what you were searching for that led you to come across those?
It might spoil some surprises for the evening.
You're just saying that so I won't pry into your browsing history.
You can pry into my browsing history anytime you wish, darling.
No.
Oh, please, Micah. I think Pete would be rather proud of me for that one.
Pete, maybe. Not me.
Oh, well, no matter. I have plans to make up for it.
Really? 'Cause I gotta say, so far you seem to be all talk.
Are you comfortable, darling?
Yeah, they're softer than I expected. A lot better than regular handcuffs would be.
Oh, good. I would hate to mar your skin. To say nothing of the fact that with those brutish metal contraptions, I wouldn't be able to spread you out on display for my enjoyment quite so enticingly.
Yes, there is that.
How does this make you feel, Micah?
Exposed? Anxious? Excited?
I can see that. Do you know why I enjoy doing this to you, Micah?
Why?
I look into your eyes and see you come more unraveled each time I touch you. You're normally so in control, so calm and collected in all aspects of your life. But on the occasion that you do let go, when you allow me to see that which you keep hidden, it is captivating. You're a remarkable specimen to watch, Micah Baring, regardless of the time of day. But it is these moments that I have found to be the most addictive.
Helena.
But it is only when I see you let go of every part of yourself, see you give in to your basest instincts and become desperate, primal, in your need for release, only then will I let you come.
Am I there yet?
Oh, not even close.
Helena, I need...
What do you need, Micah?
I need... such you. I... God, Helena, please...
Ah, but see, Micah, you do not need to touch me nearly as much as I feel compelled to touch you. My addiction to you runs deep within my bones. It seeps into my every nerve and drives me to do such things to you as I cannot begin to imagine. My lust may be triggered by the slightest glimpse of your skin or your hair, or the merest thought of you, and may be tempered with naught but a fingertip tracing its way from the hollow of your throat to the curve of your navel. At other times it is insatiable, and every point of contact between us, when my body covers yours and I am as deep inside you as I could possibly be, will never be enough. You're well acquainted with this by now, I imagine. although I do not believe you understand the depth to which you have infected me. You may think your need is strong, Micah, but I assure you, mine is stronger. Eleanor, please. No, Micah. In fact, I think perhaps you could both use an exercise in self-control at this moment, as every instant I spend touching you serves only to weaken my resolve and incite my desire to give you over to ecstasy. You are going to have to watch me touch myself, Micah, and I will have to resist the temptation that is you. I have described all manner of fantastic and impossible things in my time, Micah, and did so quite well, I think. But this simple feeling, this incredibly real sensation of my flesh within yours, my skin on your skin, it's beyond my ability to describe. Its effects upon me are too great to comprehend, too profound to cage to earth with the mere words of men. Your body is a wonder, Micah, and I hope... Oh, God! Micah, I hope, I can only pray, that if my words cannot do it justice, then at least my hands, my tongue, my body in service to yours, can begin to atone for my failure. There. Always, Micah. Always for you. I... Please. Helena. God, don't stop. Never, Micah. Feeling you and seeing you and hearing you and tasting you and breathing and living you in these moments is surely what I was meant for. Nothing else. Eleanor, nothing else matters, Micah, except you and I, together, here, in this moment, and you. Oh, God. Fuck, Eleanor. Please. Yes, Micah. Come for me now, darling. Let us shout our union to the stars. Eleanor. God, Eleanor. Yes, Micah? You're ridiculous. You know that. I'm going to assume you mean that as a positive thing. I do. But what happened to make me beg and go out of control? You did seem rather beside yourself at the end. Well, yeah, but you... You are... extremely difficult to resist, darling. So I gathered. At any rate, I didn't hear you complaining. And you never will. Eleanor? Yes? I think your words are perfect. Ooh, that was fun. Thanks for listening.